know you feel it too. Ain't no telling what we can do. The vibe is right tonight. The vibe is right. The vibe is right tonight.
When I say it, I mean it. I want you all to win. Zero grab, I lift you. You won't fall to sin. I want collective realizations. I want us all to feel vibrations. No trouble to reach new discoveries. Pop bubbly, let's all love to be. Cause it's tough to see life struggle free. Give yourselves a hand, let's hustle, G. You're more powerful than you can fathom. There's so much strength in all human atoms. Better together, collectively. Shredding up tethers, effectively. Respectfully, we don't owe CEOs who feed egos with that easy dough. We owe each other, we've been neglected. Through chaos, we all reach Zen connected.
I know you feel it too. Ain't no telling what we can do. The vibe is right tonight. The vibe is right. I know you feel it too. Ain't no telling what we can do. The vibe. The vibe is right tonight. The vibe is right.
Through darkness, I'll be your guiding light. And make sure the path I'm providing is right. Cause we've been left a greater depression. Imprisoned by haters' obsessions, our ops are oligarch warmongers. Don't let it fall apart, you're stronger. Follow the dollars, the paper trail. See who wins from every major fail. Is being a billionaire ethical in a world where kids starve? I'm skeptical. Most pray to the almighty dollar. Each year, your piece of the pie be smaller. Can't be rich people without poor people. Pure evil, they work you till you're feeble. I find strength in love and optimism. I know one day we will stop the schism.
I know you feel it too. Ain't no telling what we can do. The vibe. The vibe is right tonight. The vibe is right. I know you feel it too. Ain't no telling what we can do. The vibe. The vibe is right tonight. The vibe is right. I know you feel it too. Ain't no telling what we can do. The vibe. The vibe is right tonight. The vibe is right. I know you feel it too. Ain't no telling what we can do. The vibe. The vibe is right tonight. The vibe is right.
Ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show. Vida en Cero Gravedad. Life in Zero Gravity. I'm doing something a little different. Had technical difficulties again. It's actually very much annoying me tonight. The last two times that I've attempted to record one of these godcasts, I've had extreme technical difficulties. This is one of the technical difficulties right here. Yes, I know this isn't the nicest laptop. Oh, well. Anyway, the computer is actually nice. The desktop's nice. But I usually record these on a laptop. It's just a little easier, more portable and all that. I actually tried to record on the desktop, and it was giving me a hard time about camera permissions and all that. So it's just everything's being difficult. It's annoying. Like, I approved it for the site. Still didn't work. I don't know what the issue is. Whatever. I might have to, like, download another version of Chrome. I don't know. I haven't actually recorded a show on that desktop before, but yeah, I usually edit them on the desktop because it's faster. If you want a look into the process here, you know. But what's up, how's everybody doing? I hope you're doing well. Got a lot to talk about, a lot going on these days, but this particular episode I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna let you into behind the scenes. That's why this is called BTS. It's about the Korean boy band, BTS. No, it's actually behind the scenes. So, yeah, I'm going to show you. Well, first off, I'm going to show you somebody hit and ran my car this weekend. They happened to do it in front of a restaurant. I was out of the car. So it's like, I'm out of the car. Shout out to the girl in green who you'll see in the video. She was pretty cute too, and thick, and yeah, I'm not gonna lie. She smiled at me when I got out of my car. Like she was giving me like these flirty eyes, you know. And she went in there and told me that they hit and ran my car. So I came out and I saw them driving away, took some pics. Pics kind of sucked. The restaurant, it was IHOP, right? So they picked up on what was going on and they had me come in and record video of like what happened. So yeah, I got a video, which you will see, of this person backing into my parked car and driving away. And I don't know who you are, but you made a terrible decision. You literally picked the worst spot to do that, because the camera is very limited. It's right in front of the door. And that's all you can see. Like, that's the only camera I think that they have that like really shows like that part. So if you would have hit me anywhere else, you probably would have been fine. And here's the thing too, is I probably would have let this go if you stopped and we exchanged information, whatever. I might let it go. But the fact that you hit and ran me, I don't know what type of damage you did. You might have like, my car's riding a little weird, so I'm gonna take it in and get it looked at. But you messed up. Like, you did that in the worst possible spot, and I don't really feel bad for you, because honestly, you're putting me in a bad spot. Like, you hitting me like this, I've been through a couple hit and runs, right? And one hit and run that I had, a cholo hit my car. And I know what some people are gonna say. Oh, that's racist. That's racist. How do you know it was a cholo? It's like, he literally hit me driving a lowrider. You know, like, his lowrider hit me. I hope it fucked your suspension up, sir. That's what I hope. I hope it fucked up your hydraulic system. But he drives away. I'm like, okay. I pulled off. He just drove away. He didn't do any damage. I didn't even, like, I thought he was going to pull over. This is my first experience with it. I thought he was going to pull over, and he didn't. So I just pulled off to see if he did damage. He didn't really. He left, like, a scratch or whatever. It was on my old car. Still pissed me off, and it was still like, really? That's what you're going to do? So he's lucky I was inexperienced at that point. Another time. It's sad this has happened so much. So, actually, there's been a few times where they didn't hit and run. One time, me and another car were backing out at the same time. I stopped. They kept backing up. They hit me. Then the guy gets out, and he tries to say, like, tries to blame me. Tries to say it's my fault. And I'm like, I stopped backing up. You kept going. And then he realized, like, oh, he knows that that's what happened. Like, I think he thought he could, like, intimidate me or something. And then eventually he was sorry about it and all that. I let that one go. It was a young kid. He looked, not a young kid, but, I mean, younger than me. I'm not even old myself, so it's funny for me to call him a young kid. He was probably only a couple years younger than me. But so I just let it go. I took his information in case, but I said, you probably won't hear from me because it's probably fine. You know, he never heard from me. Another kid, same thing. This was actually a kid, I think. I think it was a high school kid. Like, I don't want to fucking insurance rate up, man. I have a heart. Like, I don't want to. I was in that position when I was young. I hit somebody, but my brother told me to turn it like the last minute. I'm not trying to blame him. But I guess in a way, we were supposed to be navigating. I didn't know, like, I lost control of the car, spun out a little, hit somebody. It sounds worse than it is. Like, it didn't really do much damage. But that asshole claimed that there was, like, $10,000 in bodily damage. And, like they claimed an injury. And I'm just like, no, you were fine. You got out. You said you weren't injured. Like, you said everything was fine. And yeah, and then some lady gets out and says, girl, I saw it. I got your back, girl. Like, she's all like telling her, and it was really obnoxious. And they were trying to say that I was on my phone. I wasn't on my phone. Like, I had like a, what's it called? An iPod Touch, right? This is how long ago this was. And I was playing music on it. And I was like, no, it's just an iPod, like, it's not a phone. They're trying to blame it on them. Like, no, like, I just turned it, the car honestly didn't have that good of handling. It was an older car, and they were leaning out. To be honest with you, it was on them as much as me, but I was a young driver. I didn't know any better. They were leaning out where they shouldn't have been, like leaning out over the line. So if you weren't there, you wouldn't have got hit. And that's why you're not supposed to be leaning out like that. They're leaning out past the line into the crosswalk. And it's like, that's why you're not supposed to be there. That's part of the reason. If someone was making a turn, like, they could potentially hit you. And that's what happened, you know? So honestly, it was like, it was more my fault, but they definitely weren't not at fault for that. So yeah, so that was another accident, right? That one, that's one of the only ones that was actually my fault. I think I have two, but both of them were even kind of questionable. The other one was like this diesel truck was like going to hit me. So I swerved out of the lane and I scraped somebody, you know, but it was like that diesel truck was losing control. So it's like, I had to choose like getting my car totaled or hitting someone. I didn't want to hit him. I didn't see him. It was one of those things where it's like, you just got to react. Like, there wasn't time to be like, oh, should I move? And it's like, no, you just got to move. So I did, you know, and it worked out in a way. I think I was like 18 at that time. I was young. I know. I don't know if I was 18, but I was young. So yeah, that didn't work out so well. I mean, in the end, like, nothing really bad came of it, but yeah. But anyway, let me see. Are there any more interesting hit and runs? Another hit and run. This one pissed me off. This person, what's it called? So actually I've had two minor things where, this, like in a work van, it's just people, stopping really suddenly and the work van sucking. So I've like bumped people a couple of times off of that. These work vans don't have the best like control. I didn't think about it. Like, it would have been on the company. It wouldn't have even been on me and it would have been fine, you know, but like, I was like, fuck that. So I just got out of there, but I didn't actually do any damage to their cars. I just didn't want to like deal with the whole thing of like, I, you know, getting in trouble and like it just affecting your life. Cause it's like, I literally didn't even leave a scratch or anything either of those times. It's like two times where it's like it's like very low speed, you know, just like they just stop really abruptly and you're stopping too. And it's like the brakes suck on this work van. So you just barely bump them like just a little bit, no damage at all. But you know that they're going to milk that shit. Cause I've had that experience where they milk it, you know, and, yeah, I'm glad that I didn't give in that time. Like, I'm glad I just bounced, because they don't deserve that, honestly. Like, you don't get to just take control like that. You don't get to just wreck my life for a while, because it's expensive, man. It's really expensive. So anyway, yeah, without further ado, this was the incident this weekend. I think, was that all I was going to describe from... I think that's the main accidents I can think of that I've been in. But yeah, so this is the main incident from this weekend. It's kind of, it's funny to me. You can even hear me on the tape. So check this one out. Yeah. So weird. So she was in her car. Yeah, that's so weird.
There's two people in the car.
Yeah. Somebody would have noticed that. Yeah, I don't think it's gonna go well for you. I mean, that's about as clear of evidence. It was actually shockingly clear. I didn't even want to do this.
I really didn't. You know, it's only because this is like the fifth time this has happened and I'm sick of it. So, and it was an old lady too, or like not an old lady, but like an older lady. Like, they'll be fine. So my insurance company, I reported to them first and they recommended that I file a police report, which I regret not doing with the last hit and run, because I ended up having to come out of pocket $1,000 for my rental car. Now I got rental car coverage. I highly recommend that you do that, because apparently it's only like, I don't remember, like $10 a month extra. So annoying. Like, I assumed that it was a lot more, and I tried to add it, and then the person in charge of my claim like left the company in the middle of my claim. So I just got like swept under the rug with that. I literally asked them to add that and they didn't add it. So just super annoying. But anyway, yeah, I don't think that this person is going to be able to weasel their way out of that though. And I didn't want to do this, but they had me file a police report. So what can you do? I didn't want to. I really didn't. Also, this is going to be like the most multimedia episode yet. I just realized, because I'm about to cut into some behind the scenes studio footage, right? That's what I'm about to do. That's what we're about to get into. And then we started with like a weird alien dance video, right? Then it's just cutting all around. It's not the best of transitions. Look, I'm working on the format, okay? It's coming together. And then we cut to security footage, right? Or no, then we cut to me recording on my phone, because that's what I had to do. Then we cut to the security footage. Now I'm on the computer. So this is just like so many. Look how versatile we are, ladies and gentlemen. Look how versatile this is. So many different formats going on in this particular episode. I hope y'all enjoy it. Yeah, this is weird, because I feel like this is one of the most chaotic episodes, but yet I like how it's going. I'm not gonna lie. And I'm gonna show you a bunch of behind the scenes stuff. Y'all never see how I actually make these songs, so I figured why not. I think we got like, I don't know, 15 minutes of footage of that. Hope you enjoy it. I think it should be entertaining. We got a little time lapse in there. That's it. Okay, that's another thing. Now we got the time lapse, so I don't even know how many different types of media we got in this little episode right here, but it's all kinds. I also added a picture, because I got a picture of the person's license plate that you see at the end there. It's very clear. Don't do anything to this person or anything. I don't think y'all care enough anyway. I don't have an army. I don't have a Bayhive. I don't have a Rihanna Navy or anything like that. So I don't think anyone would do anything. But for the record, do not do anything to this person. It's just funny that they thought they were going to get away. Like, part of me wants to think they just didn't know, but I don't know how you wouldn't know that you hit someone's car like that. Like, it seems pretty obvious to me. So I don't know. I'm giving them too much of the benefit of the doubt, I think. Stupidly, probably. So yeah, so enjoy the studio clip. Shout out to New Jack for helping me out with this album. Hope y'all are enjoying the album. I opened the show with the song from the album Vibe Is Right, and I'm gonna keep it rolling. You know, it's like I used to do a lot of these like spontaneous episodes. This one's just spontaneous more. I mean, I had a whole one planned with Phantom Mother. He just lagged and disappeared. Like, that's kind of his MO. So it didn't work out. Yeah, I've been trying to get an episode going for the last like 3 days and nothing worked out, you know. So this is what it is. But actually, I'm enjoying this episode. I'm kind of enjoying, like, I don't want to never do solo episodes. I kind of like them. It's kind of fun. Like, I feel comfortable. I feel at ease with solo episodes. I mean, Mars made me feel at ease, you know, but some other guests I have is like, it's like, I feel like I gotta cater to them more, you know, to an extent. I always stay me. I'm never not me, but at the same time, I feel like, oh, I gotta like cater to this person a little more. You know, they want the special treatment and all that. Without further ado, this is Grav in the studio. Check it out.
I wonder if I should just do a time lapse.
Everlasting, undying. You were always laughing and smiling. You made time when you were too tired to. Even as a kid, I admired you. Supported 6 kids as an engineer. So many great things I can't mention here. This time without you.
Ah, damn it.
You messed up?
Yeah, I'll try again. I got it though.
All right, I'm going to keep that one, but yeah, I got you.
Well, I didn't finish, but yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go.
So how are we without you? We miss you.
Sorry, I think I cut you in too quick.
No, it's all good.
Let me
I got it. I'm leaving like a gap, so don't worry about that.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So how without you? It's so how without you? Wanna be like you, ain't that clever yet. One of the smartest men I've ever met. You never bragged, you always stayed humble. You picked up the pieces when they crumbled. Your birthday cards were always so thoughtful. This pain hit me so... Oh, fuck. Okay, ready.
Okay, let's do this.
It's so hard without you. No, I miss you. Hard without you. No, I miss you. Wanna be like you, ain't that clever yet. Wanna so hard without you. It's so hard without you. Wanna be like you, ain't that clever yet. One of the smartest men I've ever met. You never bragged, you always stayed humble. You picked up the pieces when they crumbled. Your birthday cards were always so thoughtful. This pain hit me so. I finally learned my lesson. It turns out I was turned by sessions, sitting in a clink, pondering questions. Far from most rappers find them when yes men. I never had those with those biases. I had to really show who the flyest is. And women never appreciated me. In fact, I could see she hated me. I was just someone that she lusted for. While she tried diamond encrusted whore. She wanted to be so promiscuous. While also somehow using this to diss. I don't get it. I treated you fairly. But it was like you needed to scare me. You tried to make me feel the lowest. But I refuse to let you steal the focus. I really hope this turns to brighter days. Hope debt and setbacks lead to higher pay. Locked up, so I'm not as fearless these days. I need your help. If you hear this, please pray.
You got it?
One more.
I finally learned my lesson. It turns out I was turned by sessions, sitting in a clink, ponder my questions far from most rappers fond of when yes men. I never had those with those biases. I had to really prove who the flyest is. And women never appreciated me. In fact, now I can see she hated me. I was just someone that she lusted for. While she tried diamond encrusted whore, she wanted to be so promiscuous. While also somehow using this to diss. I don't get it. I treated you fairly. But it was like you needed to scare me. You try to make me feel the lowest. But I refuse to let you steal the focus. I really hope this turns a brighter days. Hope dead and setbacks lead to higher pay. Locked up, so I'm not as fearless these days. I need your help. If you hear this, please pray. I finally learned my lesson. It turns out I was turned by session. Sitting in the clean. I finally learned my lesson. It turns out I was turned by session, sitting in a clink, pondering questions far from most rappers fond of when yes men. I never had those with those biases. I had to really show who the flyest is. And women never appreciated me. In fact, now I can see she hated me. I was just someone that she lusted for. While she tried diamond encrusted whore, she wanted to be so promiscuous. While somehow also using this to diss. I don't get it. I treated you fairly. But it was like you needed to scare me. You try to make me feel the lowest. But I refuse to let you steal the focus. I really hope this turns to brighter days. Hope dead and setbacks lead to higher pay. Locked up, so I'm not as fearless these days. I need your help. If you hear this, please pray. I finally learned my lesson. It turns out I was turned by session, sitting in a clink, pondering questions far from most rappers find them. And yes, man, I never had those with those biases. I had to really prove who the flyest is. And women never appreciated me. In fact, now I can see she hated me. I was just someone that she lusted for. While she tried diamond encrusted whore. She wanted to be so promiscuous. While also somehow using this to diss. I don't get it. I treated you fairly. But it was like you needed to scare me. You try to make me feel the lowest. But I refuse to let you steal the focus. I really hope this turns to brighter days. Hope debt and setbacks lead to higher pay. Locked up, so I'm not fearless. Ah. I finally learned my lesson. It turns out I was turned by sessions, sitting in a clink, pondering questions far from most rappers find them. And yes, man, I never had those with those biases. I had to really prove who the flyest is, and women never appreciated me. In fact, now I can see she hated me. I was just someone that she lusted for. While she tried diamond encrusted whore, she wanted to be so promiscuous. While also someone using this to diss, I don't get it. I treated you fairly, but it was like you needed to scare me. I tried to make... Oops. If you live life for love, then you can never be wrong. If you live life for love, you'll live forever eons and beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond. Beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond. If you live life for love, then you can never be wrong. If you live life for love, you'll live forever eons and beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond. Beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond. I finally learned my lesson. It turns out it was turned by sessions. Sitting in a clink, pondering questions. Far from most rappers find them. And yes, man, I never had those with those biases. I had to really prove who the flyest is. And women never appreciated me. In fact, I can see she hated me. I was someone that she lusted for. Why she just... Oops. I finally learned my lesson. It turns out I was turned by sessions. Sitting in the clink, pondering questions. Far from most rappers find them. And yes, man, I never had those. Okay, I'm ready. If you live life for love, then you can never be wrong. If you live life for love, you'll live forever, eons and beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond, beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond. If you live life for love, then you can never be wrong. If you live life for love, you'll live forever, eons and beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond, beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond.
Have you ever been swallowed up? Oh man, that's gonna be burned into my memory, that TD Jakes. And now you can't really think of him the same since we heard about these Diddy parties, right? And the Bucci cat and all that. Don't look that up if you don't already know what I'm talking about. You don't want to know. It ain't nothing good about that at all. So yeah, it's all bad. There's just a lot of weird stuff that goes on in the entertainment industry. I'd be getting annoyed, man, because I just look at it and I'm like, I'm honestly just about the art, you know? I'm just about elevating the art form and doing my best. And the stuff that gets rewarded is just so weird and trash, you know? It's just strange trash that gets rewarded. But anyway, I digress. We could talk about that stuff all day. What I want to start with, I guess this just was here. I read my second book of the year. It's probably reversed on this, right? What's the best way to do this? How can y'all actually see what I read? It's all reversed. This is the Geronimo book. You can't see it in any way that I put it, huh? I read Geronimo's autobiography, which... Geronimo didn't actually like speak fluent English as far as I know. So it's through interpreters and translators. He spoke pretty good Spanish, not English. So they probably got a good idea of what he was saying. But I read this book. The book was super interesting, man. Geronimo had it tough, bro. He had the U.S. and Mexico both against him. And he absolutely hated Mexicans. Like, when you read the book, he says multiple times, like, if I were not old at this point, I would still be on the warpath against the treacherous Mexicans. Like, he calls them treacherous all the time. I guess what they would do is they would get the Apache. Geronimo is an Apache, if you didn't know. Apache Indian, which is, that term is so dumb to me, you know. I mean, having indigenous ancestry myself, I'm like, it's so dumb to call them Indians. Like, they're not from India. And the thing that's funny, I don't even think a lot of people in India like to be called Indians. Like, that's kind of like the British term for them. You know, it's not actually their preferred term a lot of times. So it's like, even that was wrong. And let alone like being in the wrong part of the world and calling these people Indians when they're not, you know. So anyway, he was an Apache, and the Mexicans, they would scalp Apaches. Like, they would get paid by the government to scalp men, women and children. They got paid to scalp children, Apache children. They really wanted to just genocide them. Like, it's crazy. I didn't know all as much about the Mexicans doing that, you know? I actually did have a friend in high school that had, like, a lot of Apache ancestry, and he was a little racist against Mexicans. Or I don't even know if you call it racist, I guess nationalist. I don't know. Because it's kind of silly. Like, when people say that Mexicans are like a race, they're talking about brown Mexicans. But even brown Mexicans are mixed for one a lot of times. But here's the thing. There are all types of different colors in Mexico. It would be like if only white Americans were Americans. Like, nobody agrees with that, right? Maybe David Duke or something. But for the most part, I think people would acknowledge, like, okay, yeah, there's Asian Americans, there's Hispanic or Latino Americans, there's Black Americans, white Americans, all types of different Americans. With Mexicans, even people here, Chicanos here, it's like they're only referring to brown Mexicans. It's like, that's not the only thing. It's not the only type of people there, you know? Like, most countries, especially a country with a high amount of tourism like that, there's gonna be different ethnicities there. So it's interesting that we say that, right? But this was interesting, this Geronimo book. He, at one point, converted to Christianity. But he was expelled from his church for incessant gambling, which I didn't want to laugh, okay? But, you know, here they have the Indian gaming casinos in California, and it's just like, it was a little funny that that's why he got kicked out. It's like, that's like a stereotype about indigenous people in this country, is like that they just gamble a lot and they run casinos and stuff like that. So Geronimo getting busted for that, it's just like, it's a little funny, I'm not gonna lie. You know, I don't know. It'd be like if I was reading a book about a white guy and he gets busted for, like, eating mayonnaise at the store out of the jar or something. I don't know. The weird parallel, but you get the point. So, yeah, Geronimo, super interesting book. I would recommend reading it if you never read it. I learned a lot, and I thought he's an interesting figure. I think his story would make a very interesting movie, you know, but I know they've made some. It doesn't, from what I was looking at, it doesn't seem like any of them have really captured Geronimo himself. So I'm not sure. Like, it would be nice if they did. It'd be nice. It could make a really interesting movie, I think, if it were done the right way. But weirdly enough, it hasn't happened. You would think that they would make a decent Geronimo movie, but if they don't, maybe I will at some point. As I was reading this, I was like, this would make a really interesting movie. He's just riding around through, like, the southwestern U.S. and Mexico. They call it Old Mexico in there because there was a new Mexico being formed, you know. So they had, you know, Texas, of course. So that whole thing, I could see why they say that. I don't know. It's interesting, man. There's an excerpt where he's riding a Ferris wheel. And think about an indigenous person who's never seen anything like that before. You know, he was so confused and scared because it's like these little boxes. He said, we went into a little house and then we went up in the air. I don't know how we got up there, but he's like afraid of the Ferris wheel. I just thought that was super interesting because that would be so weird, like, to live your whole life, never see anything like a Ferris wheel, and then be put into one. Like, I think a lot of people would probably be scary if they never knew what that was. And then they're just like in there, not knowing what's going on or how it's even possible, you know? So, I could see that. Geronimo was a badass warrior, though. Like, he was just, he was just wrecking people. And like, according to him, like there was multiple times he super narrowly avoided death, like getting shot multiple times and just all this other stuff. Like, I thought for sure somebody was going to kill him or something, but they never did. He ends up like falling. The way he died was he like fell out of a buggy drunk, I guess. That's the story. It sounds a little sus to me. So like, he just fell out of this buggy drunk, and then they found him like the next day and he was dead. Like, kind of weird. Kind of weird to me. I don't know if that's accurate. So I'm sure he would have had a lot of people after him, you know. He actually died in custody, basically, though. Like, so that was an interesting thing. It's pretty sad because he talks about he just really wants to go back to Arizona, which is kind of, it's a little funny in a way, because I think Arizona these days is just a place people live because that's what they can afford, you know, but it's not like a top pick for most people. It's kind of funny. Crazy Cokie, you know, she's from New York actually, right? But she lives in Arizona now, and she's she tries to talk about like how it's better than, basically say it's better than Cali and stuff. And it's like, you're in the minority with that. I don't think most Arizona people even think that. Maybe the Republicans there, because like Republicans, Cali is just like a negative symbol for Republicans a lot of times. So I could see them saying that, you know, being like, yeah, it's too leftist in Cali. But yeah, I thought that was interesting, to say the least. So what are we going to get into? What do I want to get into? You know what? I feel like there's a lot to talk about. So I'm just going to get into the KCRO sports, because I feel like there's so much to talk about with sports. I know it's early, but KZRO Sports. I just feel like there's so much to talk about. Oh, I should have done that, huh? Dang. I should have done the screen thing where you can share the screen. Okay. Because that would have been better for... this is going to be my shared screen. KZRO Sports. So let's see. So yesterday, the Chiefs beat the Dolphins. The Dolphins, once again, did not really show up in the playoffs. It didn't really work out the same way. They had this crazy offense. Then it hits playoff time. Oh, time to choke. Yeah, that's what it felt like. So there's some bad calls. I don't think they would have changed the outcome of the game necessarily, but it is a little annoying how you just know that Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to get some BS calls. Like, there was a drive that they were on, and really it was the drive that kind of put the game away. But before that, so they're on this drive, and Mahomes is missing passes and stuff, and just right at the end of the drive, it's like about to be fourth down and long, and they're ahead. At that point it was 19-7, so it wasn't out of reach, you know. I didn't feel like, I don't think most people would say that's out of reach at that point. So we keep, you know, they keep going. And then Mahomes has a couple like plays where he's not getting any yardage out of it. And one of these plays happens as he throws the ball away. He gets pushed, just pushed, not like hard, not tackled hard, not driven into the ground, just pushed a little. And he gets a fucking rough in the passer penalty in his favor, which I just thought was total BS, you know, like. How do you get roughing? Like, the rules have gone so soft that it's just silly. Like, you can't do anything to these quarterbacks anymore. It's like roughing the passer if you, like, try to go and see her. So, I don't know. It's just kind of silly. Have a weird combo, you know? But, yeah. What else was I? Oh, yeah. KZRO Sports. We still got more. So I'm going to get into what was the other games? My bad. Let me check this because it's like I saw some of them, but let me see. Oh, how about them Cowboys? The Cowboys avoided like a super beatdown, I guess, but it was still 48-32. It was 48-16 in the fourth, and I think they just, you know, the other team took their foot off the gas. And kind of understandably so, because it's winding down, you know. But, yeah, they lost. So the Chiefs won, the Cowboys won, the Lions beat the Rams. That was one where a lot of y'all were picking the Rams, and I was like, I don't know. I think it's going to be difficult at home for the Rams to beat the Lions in their territory. I think that was always a difficult task. So everybody was on the Rams train saying they were so good. Matthew Stafford was so good. I wish I would have bet money on that because I would have bet that they would win. My hair is so long now. Look at this. It's all the way over here. Jeez. But yeah, what was the other games we had on the slate? I think that was pretty much it, right? Yeah. Oh, the Texans beat the Browns 45-14. CJ Stroud looks for real. It's just cool, like, the more people that come out of the Inland Empire, like, it really is fun to watch. Just see who's next. And it should be me because I'm better than them, but no, it's fine. I'm not better than CJ Stroud at football, but musically, like, I should get a lot more of a push. But hey, what can you do? So the Rams are out the playoffs. Did anyone else? Some people are out the playoffs. It's like the, oh yeah, the Bears are for sure. There's some bad teams. Let's see. Oh no, I'm not going to do this. It's going to take too long. So what else were we? I think that was it for football, right? And then on the boxing side of things, Artur Beterbiev, he defended his belt. He destroyed Callum Smith in the sixth round. Callum Smith going in was 32-1. So, yeah. Any other sports I was going to get into? Yeah, Artur Beterbiev, he did unify. That was pretty major. I don't think there's too much, actually, besides that. So, thank you for listening. This has been KZRO Sports. And now, let us read from the Book of Grav. I know everything I write's here to stay. I saw the future from light years away. I put love in all these syllables, so this is all billable and willable. This is charity for future gens, unmatched clarity from a super lens, so you can win. Because this is better. So you can win. Because that's life's purpose. Elevating us all till the strife's pure bliss. And I feel like another worldly sage. Because I discovered this at an early age. And if I make it to the pearly gates, I really hope a little mercy waits. I'm flaw, but I promise I watered seeds for love. And I die for my daughter's needs. Thankful her and I have a crazy bond. This is heaven on earth, way beyond. If you live life for love, then you can never be wrong. If you live life for love, you'll live forever, be eons and beyond. And beyond and beyond and beyond. Beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond. If you live life for love, then you can never be wrong. If you live life for love, you know the vibes. So yeah. Do I drop another verse? Should I? I think that's good. Oops, sorry if that sounded bad. But yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed seeing some of the studio workings. You know, I find it interesting myself, but it's not everybody's jam necessarily. You know, so hopefully y'all enjoyed it. What else was I going to get into? Not sure. We had a lot that we were going to get into, but I think we kind of forgot. But yeah. So I hope y'all out there are doing well. It's been a pretty tiring week, you know, just going back and forth, doing all this stuff, trying to put this episode together, working, and just keeping my head afloat, you know. I feel like there's a topic that I wanted to get into, but it's kind of slipping me. But anyway, there's always funny topics. So I can't really be too upset or anything. But yeah, it's been interesting watching everything develop and all that. Was that my foot? Is that a ghost? No, it's this little penguin, I think, right? Yeah. It's all the way over there. Anyway. It's been interesting. It's been an interesting time. Actually, I haven't heard from Chicken Strips this whole time. I don't know what happened, but hopefully he'll be back. That's also Phantom Mother, if you don't know. I hope he's doing okay. I'm thankful for everybody that tunes in, you know, each week. The numbers go up sometimes. Sometimes they go down. But you know what? We stay consistent. Always trying to do new things on here. This is a new type of format that we experimented with this week. And I hope y'all like it. But I guess we'll see, you know. Oh, I did want to say before, you know, I know we moved on from sports. But one thing that I did forget to talk about was Jared Goff. His Lions beating the Rams. The Rams traded Jared Goff for Matthew Stafford, and they just lost to the Lions. I wonder if they regret that trade now. Because, yeah, they got a Super Bowl. I mean, honestly, that was a questionable Super Bowl. It felt like they just wanted the Rams to win in L.A. That's what it felt like to me. You know, like it would mean more, which it does. Anytime you're in a hometown, you know, where it's like there were Rams fans here back in the day. I think there even were up until they left in like the early 90s. So, certainly a thing. My bad, my hair. I felt something on my head and I had to fix it. So, Goff beating his former team is funny. It's like you traded one guy for the other and he ends up winning. And their stats are actually almost identical since Goff left. So it seems like maybe it wasn't the best move by the Rams, but they did get a Super Bowl. So who cares, right? That's the mentality. So still wonder what could have been. So yeah, that's always nice. I know what it feels like to be counted out. And it's pretty funny, honestly. Because they could have saved money with Jared Goff. They would have had him for much longer. But they chose to make the Stafford move. And sometimes I wonder how good of a coach Sean McVay really is. Because it seems like Jared Goff is doing better over there, you know. In Detroit. So, pretty weird. But anyway, the first, like, whatever season we're in with Goff. His stats are already better than a lot of people. So, good find, great find by the 49ers, and it's worked out, paid dividends. The 49ers, of course, they were off this week, so they didn't have to get dunked on. So, yeah. So that'll redo it for sports. I'm happy for Goff. He seems like a nice guy. Happy for Detroit. You know, that's their first playoff win in a long time. And I know they've been hungry for one. And honestly, I just feel bad for Lions fans. I rooted for the Lions in high school. I still root for the Lions, actually, like on the side. Like, you know, obviously I root for the Niners, but I have a friend who's a Lions fan. And I just like, I know how tough it's been over the years. He lived in Michigan for a while. I think Detroit. I forget what part. Anyway, he lived there for a while. And so he went through all those years with the Lions. So I'm happy for him. Hopefully they advance far. I mean, I'm still rooting for the Niners, but if the Niners didn't win, I think I would root for the Lions. Totally mess that up. But yeah, I think I would. Like, I like their team. You know, they got some California talent on there. So I hope they can get it together. Hopefully. One thing I did want to say is everything looks good for Astro coming back. So I know that was a big topic and you've heard about it multiple times on here the last few weeks. Hopefully everything works out. I can't make any promises, but I love her and that should supersede everything. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to her coming. Actually, it's like a dream come true, truly, as I've talked about. So she will be on an episode in the very near future. Not sure which one. She'll definitely be on when she comes back. So, but she might be on before then. You never know. So I'm just going to see how everything goes. Just play my cards. And hopefully it works out. I'm going to do my best to make sure she has the best life possible. That's what I'm very hopeful for. So good luck to everyone out there. Live your dreams. Don't let anyone tell you you can't live your dreams. So just silly. But much peace and much love to everyone out there. I know this episode, I'm clearly getting tired and I'm battling through trying to make it for y'all. But I am tired, I have to say. So I thank you for your patience. I know I've fallen asleep a couple of times and I hate that, but clags. So hopefully everybody's doing well. But I got a lot planned for this year, and I'm hoping we can accomplish everything. I feel like there's so much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back street, you know? That's how I'm feeling right now. But I love you. I love you out there. You know, I love you, Jesse. I love you, family. I hope everyone's doing well, you know? There's too much hate in the world these days, so we're trying to spread the love as much as we can. It's difficult, though. You know, there's a lot of negativity out there. Even among, like, my own fans, it's like they'll like something and then they'll hate it. They'll like it, then hate it. So there's no in-between, huh? So, yeah. Sorry, I'm, like, itching doing all this dumb stuff. But I appreciate everybody for tuning in, and it'll only get better. I feel like this was solid. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed having everyone come by and everything. It's really been fun. So, yeah, I love the camp idea. You know, it's iron sharpens iron, they say. So I think that's a good way to get your skills up. I'm not worried of any battler. I kind of like evolved past that where I'm just like trying to make the best songs, you know. So that's just me, though. Everybody has different philosophies. So, yeah. But it's tough out there. It really is. So you're better off establishing your own sound. Always own your masters. You know, do whatever you can to own your masters. They're always trying to use it for terrible things that you might not necessarily agree with, you know. So everybody's trying their best. I'm trying my best. Yeah, don't use any of those cards. You don't want to be on like a list, you know. But luckily, no one was. So, I just want to say I love you to Jazzy. This reminds me of her. I love you to Libor. And I think that's pretty much it. Oh, Daddy Kong. Yeah. But, you know, we'll be back next week talking the usual, doing the usual, enjoying each other's company. Thank you. Much peace, much love, much respect. Be the Phantom Mother.